A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Let the wilderness and the dry lands exult. Let the wasteland rejoice and bloom. Let it bring forth flowers like the jonquil. Let it rejoice and sing for joy. The glory of Lebanon is bestowed on it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord. The splendor of our God. Strengthen all weary hands, steady all trembling knees, and say to all faint hearts, courage, do not be afraid. Look, your God is coming, vengeance is coming, the retribution of God, he is coming to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unsealed. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongues of the dumb sing for joy. For those the Lord has ransomed shall return. They will come to Zion shouting for joy, everlasting joy on their faces. Joy and gladness will go with them, and sorrow and lament will be ended. The word of the Lord.
Come, Lord, and save us. Come, Lord, and save us. It is the Lord who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. Come, Lord, and save us. It is the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down, the Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. Come, Lord, and save us. It is the Lord who loves the just. But what's the path of the wicked? The Lord will reign forever. Zion's God from age to age. Come, Lord, and save us.
A reading from the letter of St. James. Be patient, brothers, until the Lord's coming. Think of a farmer, how patiently he waits for the precious fruit of the ground until it has had the autumn rains and the spring rains. You too have to be patient. Do not lose heart, because the Lord's coming will be soon. Do not make complaints against one another, brothers, so as not to be brought to judgment yourselves. The judge is already to be seen waiting at the gates. For your example, brothers, in submitting with patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John, in his prison, had heard what Christ was doing. And he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or have we got to wait for someone else?" Jesus answered, Go back and tell John what you hear and see. The blind see again, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised to life, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor, and happy is the man who does not lose faith in me. As the messengers were leaving, Jesus began to talk to the people about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swaying in the breeze? No. Then what did you go out to see? A man wearing fine clothes? Oh, no. Those who wear fine clothes are to be found in palaces. Then what did you go out for? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet. He is the one of whom Scripture says, "Look, I am going to send my messenger before you. He will prepare your way before you." I tell you solemnly, of all the children born of women, a greater than John the Baptist has never been seen. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today, the third Sunday of Advent. Actually, it is called the Gaudete Sunday. We have a Sunday, Lautare Sunday, in the Lent, and in the Advent, it is Gaudete. So we use the pink color, which is the symbol of joy. Gaudete in Domino Semper. Rejoice in the Lord always. Actually, this is a theme from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I was a little sad after yesterday's play the World Cup. But in the first reading today, Prophet Isaiah, it's a beautiful passage. Isaiah chapter 35. Let the wilderness and the dry land exult. Let the wasteland rejoice and bloom, and let it rejoice and sing for joy. What a tremendous joy, happiness. Because the context is people were in Babylon, exile. Prophet Isaiah says, don't worry. Now there is the time you are coming out from slavery. Imagine the people, those who are in the slavery. Prophet says, warn, no worry, whatever it may be, our difficulties. There's the Lord. The Lord is coming to save you from Babylon, from slavery. That is the context of the first reading. And the second reading is actually from St. James. Be patient. Rejoice. We are a people of joy. Not because we have everything, but because we are a people of God. We are a people of generational blessing. So none of us can say that, how I am unfortunate. No. We have to say, we are a joyful people because we are the people of God. The gospel, actually from Matthew chapter 11. And John, Saint John the Baptist, is in prison. And Saint John Baptist sent his disciples to Jesus and asked him, "Are you the true Messiah we are waiting, or should we wait for someone else?" That's a quite natural question. And there are two answers being given. Jesus said to John humbly, "What you see and experience." And it says, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed. You just see what you see. That's the only thing which I can say. And the second, Jesus say, "John, you are great, you are the happy man. But there are happiest people more than you who believes in the kingdom of God." So practically the two answers were given to John. Why Jesus was saying John happy? Because of three things. The first thing, John was powered by the power of the Holy Spirit. Friends, if you are powered by the Holy Spirit, you are happy people. Don't entertain our negativity. We are happy if we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. That is the first one. And secondly, Jesus say, you are happy because of your humility, because John said, the one who is coming after me is greater than me. So the second capacity of joy is that, the other is greater than me. Bob is greater than me, and you are greater than Bob. You are greater than us. The child is greater than the mother and the father. The humility. And the third one, Jesus say, John is great happy man because he has a disciplined life. He has his own discipline. So practically this is what makes the happiest. John chose to have a single focus, God. Almighty God, the joy, you all know, Jesus, others, and you. J-O-Y. Put Jesus at first, then others in the middle, you are in the last. Then there is happiness. Last Sunday, Bob was speaking about how we can share our happiness with others. While he was saying about the Ukrainian people, we wouldn't say, "I would be happy if I am in your place." Be happy in the Lord. We won't say ever, "When things are okay, I would be happy." No, we wouldn't say. There is something always to put us down. If you just think of the children begin the day by dancing, enjoying, making merry, happy. This is what the Lord says. Decorate your day with the Lord. Decorate with happiness. In that sense, happiness is a choice. Happiness is a choice. We can be happy even in the economical turmoil. We have the option of eating or heating, or we have the option of difficulties, but we are in the middle. We say we are the happy people. Let's joyfully share God's beautiful grace. Celebrate each day as a gift of God. We have something to do every day. The Psalm number 30 says, "The joy comes in the morning." In another way, we are responsible for our happiness. Sometimes we have a conditioned mind and say that we are unhappy. Never a Christian can say that we are unhappy. Even in our difficulties, hospital, sick, illness, financial, or anything, but even in that we say we are the happiest people because we have the generational blessing. We are the people of God. And the message of Advent is that God present among us. Saint Teresa of Avila would say, Christ has no body, and now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth, but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Christ's compassion, happiness, is to look out to the earth. Let's be a happy people. Let's be rejoiced in the Lord. Let's make our own life more happy to others. May God bless you.